Today's scripture reading comes from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Grateful to my brother in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Would you please join with me in an attitude of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Not simply ink on a page, but life, a new life at that. For us to be engaged and filled and sustained by you. Keep us open now as we humbly hear what you have to offer, as we humbly receive your Holy Spirit, as we humbly receive your love and promise of new life once again. It's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. Go ahead and look at somebody. Again, please get their attention. Don't look at me for the next 15 seconds, but look at somebody close by. If they've dozed off, gently wake them. Don't scream in their ear, but just gently get their attention again. And I want you to say one thing to them, and I think you can all work up a good one. Just go, bah. 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 Now, if you accidentally clear your throat on them, we have tissues someplace that you can get. For us, this is a reality, friends. You know what that means? We're sheep. Now, some of you, every once in a while, not all the time, some of you act like goats, okay? Now, I don't want you to go out of here saying, the pastor called me an old goat today, okay? I don't want you to say that. If it fits, though, okay? For us, we are sheep. Now we think about sheep, and we think about that Serta ad, that mattress ad, you know, the counting sheep. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of cute with the big wide eyes and bouncing around and all fluffy, and you want to get one of those stuffed ones and you just want to hold on to it like the person who collects bears and it helps them sleep at night. Lee, thank you so much for that. Okay, you just want to hold on to it. But sheep are sometimes very difficult to deal with. If you use too much force on sheep, then they are going to scatter. They're going to go ahead and run away. If you don't use enough force on sheep, they're not going to listen and they're not going to follow. For us, hearing the words of this very familiar psalm remind us that we are called to humble ourselves before the great shepherd. We are called to be open to that guidance. We are called to be open to the guiding touch of God in our lives. Can we do that, church?
Yes.
Can we do that, church?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad. Because if that was really your response, we got problems. For us, this psalm conveys an incredible amount of emotion. And that's why, although it is probably the most beloved psalm in all of the Bible, as well as familiar. It provides great challenges whenever you have to preach on it. I didn't have to preach on it, actually. Nobody told me to preach on it. Nobody said, you're going to preach on the 23rd Psalm on that first Sunday in May, Neil. But it was something that God put on my heart. And there's a reason. I believe that whenever we look at the words that become almost too familiar, rote, if you will, there are gems. There's a blessing. There is an awareness and a deepening that takes place because we are able to look at these words in a whole new way. We were talking this past week at our Monday night Bible study about the Lord's Prayer. Other familiar words that we say, we just kind of go through the motions sometimes. The 23rd Psalm is not necessarily one that we go through the motions with, but it's one that we're very familiar with. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It's one of those scripture passages that I believe, personally, in the King James Version, I enjoy it more. It's also more familiar. In fact, in the United Methodist Book of Worship, for the service of death and resurrection, of which I regularly use that psalm, it's listed in the King James Version. All of the other scripture in there is the New Revised Standard, except for that psalm. There's a familiarity, there's a flow, there's a poetry to that in the King James, and it just kind of rolls off the tongue. It's very pastoral, it's very peaceful, and yet the words themselves convey a nitty-grittiness of life and of our personal saving relationship with God through Christ that we must reclaim as the church today. Not only for our walk, but for the walk of those around us. In other words, for the witness that we will have to those that we encounter. There's that phrase, very familiar. I've used it before. You know it. You might be the only Bible that someone sees. In other words, in your life, in your witness, and how you interact, you're not meant to be perfect. No one is. But we can still convey God's grace and His hope. And we can still communicate that God is alive and well and at work. Isn't that a good message? That's a wonderful thing to know. The Lord is my shepherd. It's an intimate kind of thing. It's a personal thing. I shall not want. God provides. God sustains. God encourages. That second phrase actually could probably be more aptly translated, I shall not lack. Our wants are one thing, right? What we want. That's one thing. Our lack is something else. To provide what we actually need to live, to sustain our lives, to give us new life. Not just a going through the motions kind of life, but the new life that we gain by having a saving relationship with God through Christ. We will not lack. God will give us those things, will provide, and will lead us on a path of everlasting life. That's more than we could hope for. And yet God still does it. God still provides that. The shepherd God causes safe rest, lie down, adequate water, still waters, restored vitality, restores my soul, and safe paths, right paths. God provides all of these things and leads us, and so there's an element of trust that we gain as we continue to be willing to take that next step and the next one after that God leads us on. Whenever we first entered into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, maybe it was a little bit tentative, or maybe you were really excited. That's sometimes what happens more often. Someone comes to a saving relationship with God through Christ, and there's an excitement, there's an exuberance, there's a joy. They want to read the Bible all the time. They want to be in God's Word. They want to be in fellowship. And then there's kind of a leveling off when they realize that the world's not going to change just because their life has changed. For us, the rubber hits the road in our faith in those times. Walking through the darkest valley, traveling through those times of trial and trouble, God continues to be our shepherd there. And if we are willing to trust in just the smallest way, we will grow. We will still lack for nothing. And we will experience God's grace in a more powerful way than we ever thought possible. I believe that the power in this psalm is very much in that particular section. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. How many times have we heard those words? And they've spoken to us personally and intimately. As I was walking around in the Relay for Life last night and looking at all the luminaria, some given in honor of those who survive, some given in memory of those who have passed on because of the ravages of cancer. I thought about the two that Judy and I made, one for my dad and one for my brother, both having gone into glory 2 years ago, 6 months apart from cancer. And I could think about being with Joe in particular whenever he died, my brother. And those words, walking through the darkest valley, resonated to me once again. There in his hospital room, in Shadyside Hospital, holding his hand, reading scripture. Actually, I was at his head, just kind of rubbing it, kissing him one last time. God in those moments is a God of incredible power. It's not about us. The tears can flow as they did that moment. The knees are weak. The words escape us. And yet in those moments, we remember that it's about God. And it's about trusting in God. If you ever have to say those words to someone, it's okay to go. You know it's about God. It's not anything that you're doing, but it's God's grace and love that are more powerful in those fleeting moments than any other time. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is a shepherd who offers us more than we can imagine and is with us in this very moment today. It's because of the challenges. It's because of the brokenness. It's because of the hurt that we can grow and become stronger and know that that one in whose hands we rest will continue to be there for us no matter what. It is all about God. It is all about Him. Him at work, Him sustaining, Him strengthening, Him encouraging, promising new life, resurrection for those who have that saving relationship with Him. Those who have gone on before. For me personally, my dad, my brother, for each of us, carrying the memories of those people, knowing that God has shepherded them into eternity, and yet God continues to shepherd us who remain into forming His kingdom here and now. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a great and powerful working of God's Holy Spirit here, right now? I will not lack for anything. It means that God literally provides and pours His grace into us. The table this morning reminds us of that, of communing with God, of remembering His touch in our lives. These elements offered to us and our time of discipleship this morning is going to be just about silent prayer, thinking about these elements, thinking about this, about God providing once again, about God pouring out His goodness once again. Consider these elements as you have silent moments of reflection. And in these silent moments, know that God is taking care of you once again. Amen.